This is Central Time. A University of Wisconsin-Madison group has completed a 6-year exploration of vintage nitrate film stock in an effort to preserve the century-old movies.
Mary Hilsbeck is Assistant Director of the Wisconsin Center for Film and Theater Research. She's here to tell us about the Wisconsin Nitrate Film Project. Mary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when I heard about a Wisconsin Nitrate Film Project, I thought it's like on agricultural nutrients. This was new and different to me. What is nitrate film and when was it used?
Yeah, so nitrate film stock was the first flexible film base, and it was developed in the late 1880s. Kodak started producing it in 1889. It's made out of nitrocellulose, which is a highly flammable compound, and camphor, which was used as a plasticizer. And it was used not only for motion picture film, but also for X-ray film in the early part of the 20th century, as well as still photography negatives.
Right, because there were specific chemical demands, right, to make a movie on something. It had to be transparent, and you had to have images be able to adhere to it. And I guess in those ways, this kind of stock fit the bill.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the best that they had at that time.
But as I understand it, the job of a projectionist with this stuff could actually be dangerous.
Yeah, nitrate was flammable. If it got caught in a projector, it could ignite and start a fire very quickly. So you had to have special training, and then the booths also had to have special safety protections.
And for similar reasons, I guess, this was very hard to preserve.
Yes and no. I mean, there are some nitrate prints from the 1890s, early 1900s that are still in really great condition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But then others that have deteriorated very quickly. It depends very much on how it's stored, the temperature, humidity, as well as how much it was used.
Well, tell us about the Nitrate Film Project here in Wisconsin. Now, what did you set out to do?
Sure. So in 2008, Heather Heckman, who was a PhD student at the time in Comm Arts and also an archives assistant at the Wisconsin Center for Film and Theater Research and the Wisconsin Historical Society, agreed to research the claims about nitrate's combustibility and decomposition that had not only informed archival practice, but also safety standards for many years. And she found that those regulations and practices were based on research that was sometimes inconsistent and inconclusive. So she wrote a grant with the help of Professor Mahesh Mahanthapa, who was in the chemistry department at the time, and Katie Mullen from the Historical Society to the NEH to fund a 2-year study of nitrate film. And we got that grant in 2011, and the project started in 2012.
And how? What kind of films, what kind of movies are out there only on this old nitrate stock that if we don't get them onto something else, we're going to lose?
Really, anything that you would shoot today, you can find on nitrate. So feature films, short films, newsreels. If you were wealthy enough or lucky enough to have access, you could shoot home movies on 35mm nitrate. Itinerant filmmaker, so really anything and everything.
And how much have we lost that we're not going to be able to preserve?
Yeah, so the Library of Congress estimates that 75% of all silent films have been lost. Martin Scorsese's Film Foundation puts that number at 90%. So either way, it's really disheartening how much has been lost.
So are you working to try to get a hold of some of these and transfer them into another medium?
We have a small collection of nitrate film, and we have gotten several grants from the National Film Preservation Foundation the past few years to have new prints made of these and to preserve them. One of them is a 1914 itinerant film made in Wausau. Another is a home movie from Madison. So,
and I understand there was a version, a sort of a Little Rascals ripoff set in Madison to promote local businesses?
Yeah, that's called Our Own Gang in Madison, and that was made in the 30s. It was sponsored by the Wisconsin State Journal, I believe. And it's a bunch of kids running all over town, highlighting different businesses in Madison.
Talk about the historical value. I mean, because I want to see the one from Wausau and the one from Madison already, but talk about the historical value of these Wisconsin ones that you're trying to preserve.
Yeah, I mean, they really document life at a time and in a way that we don't find any place else. You know, there may be photographs of businesses in Wausau and in downtown Madison, but it's different seeing them on film. And both of those films have been preserved through the National Film Preservation Foundation, and you can watch those on our Internet Archive page.
So what do you end up preserving them on? I'm assuming something less flammable.
Yeah, polyester film is now the preservation standard for film. So we have a brand new negative for both of those films, as well as a brand new 35 millimeter print, so we could project those, as well as a digital file.
Is a film festival in the works? That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, we actually showed our own gang at the Wisconsin Film Festival a few years ago, and we've also done a screening of The Lumberjack. But yeah, we would love to show those anytime.
And what's next for the project?
The project is over. The funding is done, but all of our results and methodology are up on our website, so you can find out more, and hopefully another scientist will come along and pick up the ball and continue the research.
I don't want to say carry the torch because it's still flammable, but pick up the baton,
yes,
let's say.
Yes.
And what's that website, Mary?
WCFTR.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Mary Hilsbeck, Assistant Director of the Wisconsin Center for Film and Theater Research. We've been talking about the Wisconsin Nitrate Film Project and efforts to preserve these older movies, short and long, on nitrate film stock based here in Wisconsin. I want to check out some of these films myself.
Absolutely. It sounds so interesting. And coming up, we'll also find out how Packers fans are reacting to some big news, to the team's request to join their national anthem demonstration for tonight's game.